You're in the grand theme of things. The Logbook.com soundtrack mixtape podcast is back with more selections, all centered around a single theme. A setting, similar plots, maybe something else. Something connects all the music you'll be hearing today. I'm Earl Green. Sit back and relax and enjoy a little bit of free association with music from movies, TV, and games. It's all in the grand theme of things. To the apocalyptic 70s. And the grand theme of things is returning to the 70s for a little bit of groove and a whole lot of the bomb. In fact, the groove is the bomb. I don't know where I was going with that. Let's just play some music. First selection we're going to be hearing today is from an adaptation of the story that is arguably the genesis of the entire zombie craze. The story in question is Richard Matheson's I Am Legend, which has been adapted on the big screen numerous times. Arguably, this is the starting point for pretty much every story involving zombies that you've ever seen or heard of. It's been adapted for the big screen a number of times. There was a version starring Vincent Price called The Last Man on Earth. The Omega Man was the 70s take on I Am Legend, and it starred, you guessed it, Charlton Heston. Where would the post-apocalyptic 70s be without Charlton Heston? Think about it. In this case, Charlton Heston was not only the last man on Earth, he seemed perfectly fine with that. The music for The Omega Man was composed by Ron Grainer, a British composer who you might not recognize by name, but let me tell you, you almost certainly know some of the music he's done. He wrote the theme tunes for Doctor Who, The Prisoner, and Tales of the Unexpected. Some of the film scores he's worked on included To Sir With Love, starring Sidney Poitier, The Assassination Bureau, and Station 6 Sahara. Ron Grainer is by no means deserving of the obscurity in which his name languishes. Here are some selections from The Omega Man, music composed by Ron Grainer. Gather the family around. We'll talk more about the music and the movie when we're back. Thank you. The Omega Man, a zombie movie that really didn't have zombies, it had mutants. But George Romero was going to take us there later. The music was by Ron Grainer, composer of the theme tunes for Doctor Who and The Prisoner. In fact, you may have noticed a little bit of a similarity between the theme from The Omega Man and The Prisoner. The CD from which the highlights you just heard were played was issued by Film Score Monthly. It was one of their fastest sellouts in the label's history. I mean, that thing just emptied out because the movie has a cult following that apparently has a zombie-like appetite for the soundtrack. Film Score Monthly quickly realized that there was more money to be made if they re-released it. So they renegotiated the rights. It is now back in print as an unlimited edition on the Retrograde Records imprint of Film Score Monthly. And they apparently fixed one little mastering error from the original CD, and they felt that this earned it the title Omega Man 2.0 Unlimited. Still available at filmscoremonthly.com. You can also check the links on our website to get your own copy. Not all of the post-apocalyptic groovy 70s happened on the ground. The next movie we're going to hear music from happened in space, believe it or not. It was actually one of the few space sci-fi movies to come out of Hollywood in the early 70s, and one of the reasons that it did get into production was that it was directed by Douglas Trumbull, the special effects supervisor for 2001 A Space Odyssey. Since 2001 had scared Hollywood into thinking that there was no point in trying to compete with its effects, the only way a new space movie could get off the ground in the early pre-Star Wars 70s was that if someone from 2001 was involved with it. Silent Running is actually sort of an ecological protest song on film, so much so that there are songs by Joan Baez on the soundtrack. The music from Silent Running was composed by Peter Schickel. Now, he's not exactly a household name, but he is better known by another name, that of his comedy alter ego, music scholar P.D.Q. Bach. Peter Schickel composed both the score and the songs, which were sung by Joan Baez for the movie. There was an LP in print around the time of the movie's release. It has never officially been released on CD. Someone really needs to rectify that. Here's some music from Silent Running. The music is by Peter Schickel, and I'm going to warn you, yes, you are going to hear some Joan Baez in here. That music was from 1971's Silent Running. The music was composed by Peter Schickel, and of course Silent Running is probably best remembered not for its human cast, but for its robots, Huey, Dewey, and Louie. It's probably best remembered because the main ship, the Valley Forge, the model went on to be reused for Battlestar Galactica as one of the ships in the Colonial Fleet. And whenever they did the remake of Battlestar Galactica in the 21st century on Sci-Fi Channel, they had a digital ship, a digital model, that paid homage to the Valley Forge model from Silent Running. So this, you're talking about an obscure movie whose, you know, hero model casts a long shadow across the cinematic sci-fi landscape. The last movie we'll be hearing music from today could easily be viewed as the last hurrah for the post-apocalyptic road movie genre. The post-apocalyptic road movie, as I call it, came about because it's cheap to shoot on location in Southern California. It's also a desert during the summer in Southern California. No extra work or set dressing required. And quite a few shows made use of this. And quite a few movies as well. There was a Filmation live-action show for kids called Arc 2, which followed the same premise that you were going to shoot in the deserts of Southern California, and that was going to stand in for the post-apocalyptic wasteland. I love the show to death, but it always struck me as funny that, hey, it's the post-apocalypse for kids! This next movie is probably the end of the line for the post-apocalyptic road movie. The music is by Jerry Goldsmith, although it doesn't start out sounding like Jerry Goldsmith. The movie, of course, is 1976's blockbuster hit Logan's Run. And the music follows sort of an interesting format in that when you are dealing with the computer-controlled society, you are hearing synthesizers. The more that the human element and human rebellion creep into it and human emotion, you start hearing your traditional organic orchestral instruments. And occasionally the two collide. Now, you don't really get a full orchestra until we have our movie's heroes emerge from their underground tunnels and catch, apparently, their first sight of the sun in their entire lives. And it's a beautiful piece of music. Anyway, here's some highlights from Logan's Run, composed by Jerry Goldsmith. Thank you. The music was by Jerry Goldsmith from the movie Logan's Run. It was released on CD by Film Score Monthly. It has actually not sold out yet. FilmScoreMonthly.com still has Logan's Run soundtrack available, and it is the complete score, including... You're going to get a giggle out of this. Including the radio-friendly version of the love theme from Logan's Run. Kind of soft disco-fied, because back then in the movies, if you wanted to release a soundtrack and make any money off of it, that was what you did. You can get it from FilmScoreMonthly.com. You can also go to our site, www.thelogbook.com/music/podcast. We have a complete list of everything we played today and how, or in some cases, if you can get it for yourself. That's it for the post-apocalyptic 70s. Thank you for venturing through the musical post-nuke wasteland of Southern California with me. Time to climb back into the Landmaster or Ark 2 or hop on a horse with Nova and get the hell out of here. That's all for now. In the grand theme of things, we'll be back next week with more movie, TV, and game music connected by a common theme. Just a reminder, all of the music you've heard is copyrighted by the respective composers, labels, and studios. Visit www.thelogbook.com/music/podcast for a listing of what you heard in this installment and links to purchase your own copies. Due to restrictions on file size and storage, what you've heard today was presented at a fairly low audio quality. By purchasing the commercially available CDs or downloads, you can hear it even better. I strongly encourage you to support the labels that are taking the time and expense to remaster and reissue classic soundtrack music. They're making music available to which longtime movie and TV music fans have never dreamed of having access, and I hope you'll join me in supporting them. In the Grand Theme of Things is written, produced, and hosted by Earl Green.
Saturday night, party night, and the only person here without a date is you. But imagine this. You touch a switch, turn a dial, and the perfect lover steps into your arms.
Hi, I'm Jessica.
Welcome to the 23rd century. The perfect world of total pleasure. MGM presents the Saul David production of Logan's Run.
Run, Logan.
Just imagine the fulfillment of every fantasy.
Run, Logan.
The satisfaction of every vanity.
Run, Logan!
The absolute attainment of every wish.
Run!
There's just one catch.
Run, Logan!
Logan's Run. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Released by United Artists. Logan's Run.
It's the perfect world of total pleasure.
There's just one catch.